Chaim told us the importance of the Hebrew Pimus of the Mikdash of Beisravim, that since they don't speak Svarim Asurim, the Torah of children is so powerful. He gives a Moshe that even though they don't understand it deeply as adults, it feels very powerful. A Moshe lives, a poor person found a very valuable gem, and it's so valuable and special, unique, that it's worthy to be put in the crown of the king. The king heard about this, and he bought it off him a tremendous amount of money, and he made this person one of the chosher people in the country. So even though this poor person who found it had no idea of all the value in this precious stone, but Lamaisa, the fact that he had it, gave him all his graces. So says the Torah also, well, someone's connected to the Torah, he has a very valuable gem. Even if he doesn't understand the depth of what's in the Torah, that makes a special connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamavan, to make a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to make sure we are connectable. And if the way we talk is not compatible with the Ratzon Hashem, so that will negate the Kriyas HaTorah. So just if it's a business, if you know this is your parnasa, you can be very careful not to do things that damage your parnasa. So surely, where our Ika, spiritual parnasa is Aliyah HaTorah, Tefillah and Mitzvah, we should be very careful not to do things that will damage the effectiveness of all these wonderful things we're involved in.